Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Thursday night, October the 25th, 2018. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, my guest on tonight is none other than Deacon Marvin Cox. He's going to be sharing with us another inspirational poem, and he's going to break the bread of life to us on tonight, God's Word. I pray that you, the listeners, and especially for the first-time listeners, that you have your Bibles ready so that you can follow along with him as we go through God's Word together on tonight. As we always do, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time, because we serve a God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man, and that you have all power in your hands. And we know that there is nothing too hard or impossible for you to do. Heavenly Father, we know that you are in control no matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels or what we hear or what we see. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you never slumber nor sleep. Heavenly Father, at this time we come in the name of Jesus Christ, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself and my entire family, and also Deacon Marvin Cox and his family, so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain. Heavenly Father, we also come now lifting up all those that may be tuned in to this ministry, that they would be tuned in to be able to hear your word, Heavenly Father, through Deacon Marvin Cox. It's our prayer, Heavenly Father, our hope and our goal that your word will reach the ears of those that may be listening who are not saved in Jesus' name, who do not have a personal relationship with your son, Jesus Christ. It's our prayer that something will be said on tonight. They will be able to open their own mouth, and they would ask that your son, Jesus Christ, will come into their hearts and save them. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come also lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies. I lift up my Father, especially in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we know that he had to be rushed back to the hospital on last night with a high fever and infection, but we know that you are the doctor, and you have never lost a patient. So not only are we lifting up my father, James Frank Brown Sr., but we lifting up all those, Heavenly Father, that have loved ones that are sick in their bodies all over the land, that you would touch, heal, and deliver them from whatever is ailing them on tonight. And we pray most of all, Heavenly Father, that your will be done in each of their lives for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we also come lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Let them feel your presence, Heavenly Father. Let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So, Heavenly Father, we pray now that you will move by your Spirit on tonight. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us. And we pray, Lord, that your word will go forth with power on tonight. And we pray, Lord, that your word will be received in love on tonight, that you will be glorified. Heavenly Father, before we close this prayer, we don't want to fail to mention our president and world leaders all over the land. We pray, Lord, that you would touch their hearts, that they would open their mouths and speak peace and life into the lives of your people. Heavenly Father, we are asking that you would touch their hearts, Lord, that they would stop going around speaking evil words that will cause people to want to hurt one another and to do harm to one another because of their words. So we know that you're able. So we pray and lift up our President Donald Trump to you right now, Heavenly Father, and again, all world leaders, that they would be led by you and they would do what's right for all people is our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we pray that you would be glorified through this ministry on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, we also want to lift up every listener, that you will continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, tonight we do have another scripture food for thought. And it says to us on tonight, with free will comes great responsibility. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. With free will comes great responsibilities. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servantsambassadorzephyr. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I have one announcement that I would like to make before we go into our music break, and I'm hopefully giving the listeners time to get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along with Deacon Marvin Cox as he gets ready to bring forth God's word on tonight. But my announcement for tonight, and I ask that you, if you have pencil and paper, that you would take this information down, not only for yourself, but you can pass it on to others so they can be blessed as well. I thank God for what he's doing through this worldwide ministry. Some of you already know that the Lord has opened some more doors for this ministry. And I'm about to give you all some new shows. They're not new now, but to you then they be new. The shows that are under my direction that come forth at different times, I would like for you all to start tuning in to them and hear what the Lord is saying through them, that you will be glorified. And that not that you will be glorified, that you will be blessed. But most of all, that God will be glorified. So we're going to start with Theologically Speaking. That's another radio show up under my direction. Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey. He is the host. And this show airs each and every first and third Thursday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then we have Clinically Speaking with host Sierra Renee. She is a psychologist. And she puts the word of God on each situation dealing with every patient that she deals with. And she was just on tonight. And what an awesome word she brought forth on tonight. Again, she is a psychologist, a woman of God. And her show is titled Clinically Speaking with host Sierra Renee. Her show airs each fourth Thursday and every first Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And finally, we have my bishop, armor bearer, Bishop James A. Jennings is the pastor of where I am a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. His armor bearer is none other than Minister Sharon Rambis, and he has a show up under my direction also. It's titled Ministry Impossible, and he is the host, Minister Sharon Rambis. His show airs each second Thursday and fourth Saturday night. He will be on this coming Saturday night at 6:30. And this show airs from 6:30 to 7 p.m. So those are the three shows that the Lord has blessed me with to have under my direction. But I'd like for you, the listeners, if you have a chance to tune in to them and be blessed by God's word that comes forth through them. So right now, we are going to go to our music break. And I pray that you be blessed by this music break. It's titled This Morning When I Rose. I didn't have no doubt. So we're going to enjoy this music break for, together. And following this music break, we're going to come back. We're going to yield the mic to Deacon Marvin Cox. Once again, he's going to share with us another inspirational point. Then he's going to go directly into God's Word. So I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready. So right now, we're going to enjoy this musical selection together. This Morning When I Rose.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This morning when I rose, I didn't have no doubt. So I pray that you enjoyed that musical selection right now. We are ready to receive the word of God on tonight from Deacon Marvin Cox. Deacon Marvin Cox, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen. Once again, I thank the Lord for this opportunity. I thank the Lord for putting it on Brother Brown's heart to establish these radio ministries and these podcasts so that God's word can be put out there. I'm truly overjoyed, as I say, and hope you don't get tired of me saying it, but this is really an awesome responsibility to be able to bring forth God's word. And I pray that it's all of God and none of me. Tonight's poem is a poem that there are a few listeners who personally called me, and this was like a request. So that, and I'm more than sure that there's someone out there who this can apply to. And the poem is called One Too Many. Because in our city, there's so much going on. Well, it seems like hostilities and everything, and people are out of control. But this is to put things in their proper perspective. One too many. One too many mothers whose heart will explode with pain will never have a chance to hold their daughters again. One too many fathers who will never have the joy that when his son scored his first touchdown, to say, hey, y'all, that's my boy. One too many parents in a world that's gone real cold will see their children leave here before they're 10 years old. One too many families with grief too hard to bear will search and search and search some more with no answers anywhere. One too many drinks served at a local bar. One too many bad decisions to operate a car. One too many heartaches that could never be healed. One too many churches whose pews are left unfilled. One too many reasons to move far, far away. One too many excuses not to take time to pray. One too many arguments settled down the barrel of a gun. It seems like this madness is affecting everyone. One too many prisons built at the taxpayers, one too many politicians who constantly straddle the fence. So in this world of trouble where things are really rough, love is the one thing in the world where you can never get enough. Amen. I thank you for that opportunity, Brother Brown. Now we're going to move expeditiously to tonight's lesson. It's a lesson that is bringing things back to our remembrance. And I'll be reading to you from the book of Exodus, the 20th, verses 2 and 3. And I'll be reading and referring back to various scriptures and God's word to confirm what is being said here. I'm reading to you from the King James Version of the Bible, and it reads, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Well, I'll stop right there. I've just read it to you from the book of Exodus, from Exodus, from the King James Version of the Bible. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the doing of his word and his will. And may it edify so forever. Amen. And if we were to choose a topic tonight, our topic is nobody but God. I want to repeat that again. Our topic for tonight is nobody but God, coming from Exodus, the 20th chapter, verses 2 and 3. And this is a reminder to us that with all the things that we have overcome in our life, with all the people that God has sent to assist us, with all of the things that we have overcome and things that we continually overcome, notice nobody but God has brought us, nobody but God has delivered us. And I got to give you a brief history on tonight's lesson now. It says, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. I'm the Lord thy God. First of all, God is reminding each and every last one of us who and what he is. He said, nobody but me. And it's not in a bragging way. It's not in a boastful way. It's just sometimes we as Christians, we get so carried away that we get amnesia and we forget how and where and why we were delivered from. Now, we're going to refer the land of Egypt to the Christians, okay, as a place of captivity. It's a place of slavery. So when I say that, there's so many things that we have enslaved ourselves to, because we would say that, you know, I have never been in the geographical location, or I've never been in the area, so how could I be delivered from Egypt if I've never been there? So I would just modify and say that Egypt is a place of captivity. Now, our jobs, we could be held captive and held hostage by our lust. We could be held captive by our families, and so on and so forth. And each and every last one of us have become or have been a slave to someone or something that has had our head bowed down, because there was no way that we could escape from this oppressive or our oppressor, this oppressive situation or thing like that. Was no escape, no route or no path that we could take that will help us to navigate ourselves around these things. But see, God is reminding us, say, I am. So there's nobody but God. He's identified himself as our deliverer. And it's also in verse number 3, it said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And this brings into the thought that sometimes we give everybody or everything the credit that should go to God. When he directs people to assist us, it's very easy for us to give that individual the credit and say, well, brother so-and-so or pastor so-and-so, whoever the situation, whoever the person might be, we are very quick to heap our praise upon that particular individual. And so in the process of us giving that individual the praise, God said, thou shalt have no other gods before. So we're not supposed to glorify those individuals. Now, a preacher, you can preach good and you can pray good. But we have to be mindful and remind ourselves that whatever gift God has given us, we've just been used as a vessel, because we need people to go out there to tell people about his word. He needs people to go out there and to live his word before the people. So first of all, so we know that it can be done. If these things had not been done, the Lord had not come down to set the example, then we ask ourselves, how can it be done? Because everybody in the Bible was just a mortal man, except for the Lord our God. We know that he's a God, that he was able, that he was capable. But all your matriarchs and patriarchs of the Bible, all of your saints, all of your priests, everybody that's in the Bible, we know that is one thing that they all had in common, and that each and every individual was flawed. Each and every individual had something that they had to be delivered from. So God is constantly reminding each and every last one of us, nobody but him. So we must, starting today, give credit where it's due, because there are some people that we will give credit to that is looking for that pat on the back. Now, I'm going to give you a scenario here. Have there ever been a time when you assisted someone, and then when it came time to inform the people, I mean, and you contributed your time, your effort, your monetary gifts, and so forth and on, and you were the one, through God now, that made it possible for that particular event to take place. And then when the acceptance speech comes about, we begin to recognize all of those people, or they begin to recognize all of the people who may have played a part in assisting them, then for some unexplained reason, our name is omitted from the credit. And then everybody, if you look at the movies on TV, they got sometimes the credits when they roll the credits, everybody that contributed or played a part in that particular movie, from the best boy, the cameraman, to the boy that the one that goes to the store to get the food, they list everybody. Now, God is the one that made this possible. Now, can you imagine being omitted from such an event, whereas you don't even get the mention? Some the mention and the credit goes to someone else. Now, this is why God is telling us nobody but God. He had to tell Job about himself. He had to tell Job when Job got carried away with himself. He asked Job, where were you when I flung the stars out there into the blue echoes? Where were you when I kneeled down and breathed the life on the banks of the Euphrates River into man and he became a living soul? Where were you? And this was not an admonishment or anything like this, but this was just a reminder. And sometimes we get so carried away within ourselves that we forget that it was God, and I'm going to emphasize only God. See, because God can use anyone and everyone that he chooses in order to make an assignment complete. Now, the concept may have come, God may have given it to you, and you may have shared it with someone else. But in order to make it complete, the assistance of others, sometimes you have to incorporate So nobody but God. So God is letting everyone know at this particular time, regardless of what your situation might be, regardless of what you have come through, regardless of what type of surgery or what type of illness you may be facing. Now, he has granted and gave the surgeon skillful hands to remove impurities from the body. But only God can give that complete. Only God can wave away death. Now, then through his technological advances, he may do some things that postpone things, or they may add a little time, but only God can give, like he did with Hezekiah, give him 15 extra years to do what he needed to do for the God, because he felt that he hadn't done or accomplished all the things in the Lord that he wanted to accomplish. You see, it's a simple, you know, it's a simple remedy for that. We have to remember. We have to look. Because when we're there, you know, we're going to talk about our politicians momentarily here. You know, our politicians are promising things. Our leaders are promising certain things. And not to bash anyone, it was a statement made by our president during his campaign. And he said it. Made me shudder a little bit. He said that we have, and I'm just paraphrasing, I might be even quoting him, but I'm just going to give you the gist of what he was saying. He said that we have a multiplicity of problems that's going on in the United States. We have so many problems that's going on that only I and I alone can fix it. Now, can you see the credit being taken away from God? And I don't think that he was trying it to be mean-spirited or anything like that, but sometimes we give ourselves way too much credit when it comes down to certain things. Only I and I alone. Well, we know now that that was not the truth. Not saying that individuals are lying, but that was not the truth. When an individual make a bold statement like that, we have to examine, first of all, what we see. We have to examine the motivation behind what. And then after we examine that and look at it, then we have to put it into its perspective, because there are a lot of people who will try to steal the glory of God and take the credit for something that God initiated. So nobody but God can do these things for us. Nobody but God can deliver us. I have a few scriptures that I would like to read to, and it's all about deliverance. It's all about God reminding each and every last one of us that without him, and it was a song that was sung, one of my favorite songs. One of the sisters at the church used to sing it, and she used to sing, "Without God, I can do nothing. Without God, I will surely fail. Without God, I can do nothing. No, no, no. Like a ship without a sail." So the air that is in my lungs, God provided me with that air. Now, go to the hospital because I'm sick. You know, the respirator or the ventilator might breathe for me for a short amount of time. But see, when God, and I say when he bent down, the only time it has ever bent. Now, too, man. That's when he breathed the breath of life into man's nostrils. But when he did that, he provided me with all the air, with his spirit that I need in order to sustain this life. And so, as I was saying, we all have our various places of captivity, things that we are enslaved to. We have things that are holding us hostage and things that are putting us in bondage. But God is constantly reminding us, only me, I'll bump you out of this situation. But you go and give your credit to man. I'm the one that brought you out of foreclosure. I'm the one that told those people to allow you to sign a forbearance agreement so that you could hold on to your house, hold on to your car. I'm the one that told those bill collectors, he's worthy, so let's give him what you call, now, this is a beautiful word. Let's give him a grace period. Let's just give him a little more time to take care of that. Because why? I said, oh, no man. God will say, oh, no man. But we know that sometimes people will lend you or loan you. Everything you have to do now is through a loan. I want a credit. I mean, I want a car loan. I want a loan from the bank so that I can purchase this house. I need a loan from the finance company so I could buy this furniture. Yeah. It's the usury, better known as the interest, that they charge us for this. And sometimes we say to ourselves, I got robbed and I enjoyed being robbed. But nobody but God. Because the only thing that he's expecting from us is written in the following verses from Exodus, the first chapter, 20th chapter, verses 1 through 17, when God is expecting us not to steal, not to bear false witness, to remember the Sabbath day. That's what he's expecting for us to do. You see, nobody but God, but see, even said, 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. Now, how fair can you be? But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Say, give homage to me on that one particular day. Don't let you nobody in your house. But today's modern society, where we have become so advanced, we don't give that time to God. But he keep constantly reminding us, nobody but God. Now I'm going to move over here to Exodus, the 13th chapter, the 9th verse. And it shall serve as a sign to you on your hand and as a reminder on your forehead, that the law of the Lord may be in your mouth. For with a powerful hand, the Lord brought you out of Egypt. Now, sometimes we, and you probably been seeing it on the news lately, when people they've been incarcerated for a long time, and then the governor or the president or the executive authority for that particular jurisdiction, or the pastor, they give that individual a pardon. They exonerate them. They wipe their record clean. You see, God has that power. It says, a powerful hand. So a powerful hand, if you look at it, is stronger than the rest. A powerful hand that is no resistance to a powerful hand. A powerful hand will prevail every time. So God is just constantly reminding us that we got to be. Don't have no choice in that situation, but be mindful of where it was that we come from. Then remember, just a few days ago, I was a slave to something. There was somebody out there that was a slave to opioids. Well, God told them and healed them up and cigarette smoke, and God said, no more. Only God can deliver us from such dilemmas in our life that we don't return to those things that are harmful to us or that have put us in debt. If we go to the Lord's Prayer and say, forgive us our debt, and we forgive our debtors. Some of them it says, forgive us our trespasses, that we forgive those that trespass against us. But forgive those who we owe and those that owe us. See, think about that puts you under obligation. And once you, and it's hard to get from up under that obligation. Those of us who have credit cards, we know we start off with a certain limit, and then when we max out, then what they do, they raise the limit, say, okay, well, you know, you're going to pay us $12 a month for the last 319 months. We're going to extend your credit. But in the process, we become more and more and more and more and more indebted to our financial institutions, to our credit cards, to those people. But we say, and one thing they don't want you to do is to pay them off. You see, God wants us to pay him off. He wants us to obey our fathers and our mothers, that our days may be long upon the land. There's no greater payoff to God, and that is to do what is right. That is to remain steadfast in the faith. So nobody but God can look into your life and tell you, like he did the woman at the well, and look into your life and tell you, you know, you got so many husbands, but none of them belong to you. Got so many of this, but none of it is yours, to let it go. And God can look into our life like that. But, and see, sometimes we become astonished and we become amazed for the simple reason that when people begin to prophesy in God's name. If you notice, I said in God's name. Because he will allow his people to look into your life. We become astonished and amazed, and we become indebted, or we become once again obligated to those individuals because they told us not to do something. We didn't do it, and it had a very favorable outcome on our part. So we have to be extra careful because, as I said earlier in this presentation, that preacher, we are more, no more than just a vessel that God is using in order to let his people, to show his people who he is and what he is. Now, I'm going to move over to Exodus, the 29th chapter, 46 verse. It says, they shall know that I'm the Lord their God, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, that I might dwell among them. And I am their God. Once again, that amnesia that sets in when we give everybody credit for something that God has done. When we go out on the limb and we profess that if it had not been for this individual, I would have been in dire straits. But why not just say it like it is? If God had not sent that individual by there. Now we're going to go over here to the Good Samaritan. When the man was on the Jericho Road, and he was on the Jericho Road, and he got beat up pretty bad. They robbed him, and they really treated him bad. And it was a holy man passed him on the left, but he had, you know, he was running late for church. I'm just paraphrasing. So he couldn't stop and assist him. And there was another that passed him on the right. Probably just shook his head and said, man, look, I told you not to even come down this road, man. I told you that it's cutthroats and everything on this road. And if you should avoid it, this road with all manners of goodness within yourself. You should even came down there, which is like sometimes we do when people get in trouble. Then we try to maintain that holier than thou attitude that I warned you, but you didn't listen to me. But that third individual that God sent by there, you notice it was like in threes, he sent the third person by there. That good Samaritan who dismounted his beast, who bound up the man's wound, who took him to the innkeeper or took him to the hospital and told the man, abide to our come. In other words, I got this. Take care of the expenses. Let the expenses run over. I'll take care of you when I get back. Now, only God can do something like that. Now, we go over that in Matthew to say, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. And when it comes, I will receive you. So, this is what the Samaritan was telling. He said, when I come again, I shall give you restitution for what you have done for this gentleman. Now, only God will take care of you and not pass you a tab, not have you pay for the rest of your life because he delivered you. But see, God delivered. He delivered the people. And it was not Moses that delivered the people. Now, Moses led the people, but God delivered them. He said, I delivered you, brought you out. And in these verses that I just read, it says, so I can be among you. So some places of captivity, God will not inhabit. Because he says, I will not dwell in the unclean temple. So whatever place you've been held hostage, that's why he says, don't forget or forsake not to assemble yourself in a hostile prayer. See, God wants to meet us on fair and on the holy ground. Now, there are some times when he will go into a place or he will send his people into a place to bring somebody out. He sent Jonah into Nineveh, sent holy man Jonah into Nineveh to cry out against that city and let them know yet 40 days. He sent someone to Sodom and Gomorrah to bring Lot out. He sent Abraham away from his father's house. So God will bring you out. Nobody but God now will bring you out of those situations and send you to a place where you can be of service to him. He will clean you up. He will straighten you out. He will give you a fair mind. So I keep emphasizing because it's so easy in today's world to become distracted and become distracted in such a way that we forget that I made it all of these years only by God's will. Because if I had my way or somebody else had their way, young man, when I was younger, you know, I think his girlfriend liked it me better than she liked it him. A young man wanted to discontinue my life, but God didn't have no part of that. So there are some people who will seek to kill you, to destroy you, and feel that they're doing God a service. So only God can look into your heart and understand the pain and frustration that you're going through right now. Now would be a good time to let him in. He wants to come in He wants to sup with each and every last one of us. Only God can straighten out a wandering mind. Now, the psychiatrist, clinically speaking, he can go down to or dig down to why you having these types of nightmares and why, you know, you are responding to a certain stimuli that was implanted in you a long time ago, but only God can remove it. That, even that therapist can tell you, well, you don't need to do this and you don't need to do that. But God can bring that to an everlasting standstill. Leviticus 23 and 43 says, so that your generation may know that I have the son of Israel live in booths when I brought them out from the land of Egypt, and I am your God. See, God will not only bring you out, but he will give you provisions. He will make it so that when you do come out, you know, we say that I'm homeless and so forth and on, but see, that right there is just a temporary inconvenience. We know that whatever it is, and see, in order to appreciate anything, you got to go through some type of adversity. You know, sometimes we don't realize how important something is to us until we're on the verge of losing it. We take some things for granted. So we got to know that I don't want to lose the love that I have for God. I don't want God to lose his love for me. So I got to do what I got to do in order to maintain that. And only God can understand. Because there are some people out there who will claim to understand. There are some people out there who will seem like they understand. They probably do understand because it is some spiritually minded good people out there. Some people out there that God will allow to counsel you with his word. Not with their words, but with his word to give you peace. To give you tranquility. So I'm just reminding you tonight that only God has those capabilities. It's time for us to stop putting all of these different capabilities on man. All of these things on man. Thinking that man has the answer to the problems and the dilemmas that we're going through. But I'm telling you, only God can heal that sin sick soul. But only God. So I just thank the Lord for this opportunity to bring his word tonight and to just be a reminder to all of my father's children that we have to focus more on what God is doing and take our focus off of what man say he's doing or say that he's trying to do. Or reward man because he did something that God told him to do. There can be no reward in my God. He said, come into my vineyard and work. And what is right, I pay. He will give the reward. And he will make a way for you. So I now, may God bless you. And may he ever keep you. And I now turn you over to the hands of Brother Brown. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Thank you, Deacon Marvin Cox, for that needed word on tonight, because some people need to know, some listener on tonight need to know that it's nobody but God who intervened into your situation and brought you out. When you thought there was no way out, you didn't think that there was a way out. You couldn't see your way out. But you know it was nobody but God who brought you out. It was nobody but God who delivered you. It was nobody but God who set you free and freed you from your mind from worrying of things that you have no control over, your mind from worrying about people that you cannot change. Nobody but God could do this. And I thank God that it is he who can look into our hearts and our minds and see the real us. So it is God who does those things for us, not man, because man is just like you and I. We're human, we're flesh, but God is a spirit, and he searches the heart. Aren't you glad that God searches your heart, he searches my heart, and he knows what's in our hearts, whether it's good or bad, he knows. We cannot fool God. So we have to realize and know that there are a lot of things that happen in our lives, and we have to realize and know and give God the glory, because we know that had it not been for God, we would still be in that situation. But we realize it, and we know that it was nobody but God that intervened on my behalf. And that's why I am where I am today, in the Lord, rooted and grounded in his word. So we thank God for this message on tonight. Thank God for Deacon Marvin Cox. We thank you for that inspirational poem that you shared with us on tonight. One too many. So we just give God glory for tonight, and we thank God for his word. And we pray that this word has been received on tonight by someone that needed to hear this word. For God knows who's going to be listening, and he knows exactly what we all stand in need of. We serve an awesome God. So right now we're going to close out in prayer, and we always ask the listeners to please go into prayer with us, because we, again, we serve a God who can hear all of our prayers at the same time. Excuse me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, within the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word. Your word is life. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for Deacon Marvin Cox, who shared with us your word on tonight. But let us know that it's nobody but you, Heavenly Father, that intervenes on our behalf when we get in situations that we should not be in, that we get in situations that we bring up upon ourselves that you do not like or that you're not pleased with. And we know that it is only you who can get us out and make a way of escape for us. So we thank you for this word on tonight, Heavenly Father. We pray that this word has been received in love, and it's our prayer, most and foremost, that someone that is listening to this message on tonight have received your word on tonight. If they're not saved in Jesus' name, after hearing this word, we realize that there is power in the name of Jesus Christ. And you, Heavenly Father, we cannot do anything without you. But with you, all things are possible. So we pray, Lord, that should there be any listener on tonight that is not saved in Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, that now after hearing this word, that they will open their own mouth, confess their sins, and become saved in Jesus' name, so that they will come to know their God purpose in the earth. And, oh God, that they will glorify you through their works. And, oh God, that you alone will be the center of their minds. You'll be the center of their peace and their joy. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word on tonight. Again, we thank you that you're not like man and that you have all power in your hands. You never slumber nor sleep. You cannot lie, steal, nor change. So we just bless your name on tonight for who you are. So now, Lord, we just ask that you continue to move by your spirit in the lives of every saint, every one of your vessels, every one of your servants in the earth, wherever we may be, continue to bless us, continue to strengthen us, continue to use us, that we can draw others to Jesus Christ, that they can see Jesus Christ in us and be saved in his name. Heavenly Father, we just bless your name on tonight. You are so wonderful. You're so awesome in all your ways. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward all of us, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. So now, Lord, we ask that you continue to allow your angels, your ministering angels, to cover us, because we know that there's nobody but you who have your angels watching over us, even while we slumber and sleep, that no harm or danger come to us, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we bless your name again on tonight, for we know that we cannot do anything without you. With you, all things are possible. So we just love you. We bless your name on tonight, is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we pray, Lord, that the listeners on tonight was blessed by this word. Again, Deacon Marvin Cox, we thank you for filling in on tonight at the last moment. And that's what I love about you, because the word of God always tells us we should always be ready to give an answer. And so you came forth with the word on tonight, nobody but God. So I pray that the listeners were blessed by this message on tonight. I know I was blessed. So until the next time, until this coming Saturday, you want to tune in. Pastor Norman King will be bringing the message on tonight, Not On My Watch, Part 2. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be my guest on this coming Saturday night at 8 p.m. So you want to tune in and be blessed by Part 2 of his message, Not On My Watch. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that God loves you. I love you too. Until then, good night.